Endless knot. Her eyes opened slowly and then closed again. She hadn't yet processed that she was in a place that was unfamiliar to her. But as she took another glimpse, fear suddenly took over her like a child being locked in a dark room. Her body froze, her mind raced. Lying on a dirt path a few feet wide and only wearing a white dress, she was cold and alone. There were two high walls on either side of her that went as far as she could see. They were made of thick, dry branches. Nothing was visible through them. They blocked her in. The sky was gray, dulling everything beneath it. There was no life here, no sound, no color. She quickly stood up and walked around in a daze. Where am I? Frantically trying to find a way out, she tried escaping through the walls. With every failed attempt, the sharp branches cut her. She ran and ran and ran as fast as she could. As she got to the end of the path, she noticed similar paths to her left and right. She turned left. Getting to the end of the path, something dawned on her. She had been here before. She was in a maze. It wasn't exactly how she remembered it. Once luscious and full of life, people would hold hands and laugh. Now it was abandoned, silent. She tried to remember how she got out last time, but her memory failed her. Help, help, someone please help. She yelled in desperation and fell to her knees. Scared for her life, not knowing what her future held, she sobbed uncontrollably. Her tears splashed on the ground, giving it the only bit of moisture it had had in months. After a few minutes, the sun's rays started to warm her face. There wasn't much cracking through the dense clouds, but it was enough to give her hope. She had to get up. As she wiped her cheeks dry and composed herself, she saw what seemed to be a light at the end of yet another path. She sprinted toward it. To her, that light seemed like the only option. Getting closer, a figure started to appear. It was radiating. She finally arrived and saw who it was. Oh, thank God, I knew you'd come save me. I've been scared for my life. What the hell are we doing here? Where have you been? He didn't answer, just smiled, as his hands remained behind his back. What are you holding? She asked. Again, he didn't answer. Looking innocently into her eyes, he revealed what he'd been hiding and gifted her a bunch of bright red roses. It was the only real color she had seen so far. Thank you, she said, accepting his gift. She closed her eyes and relished in the soft petals as they rubbed lightly against the tip of her nose. The scent was so beautiful, so fresh, that for a moment she forgot where she was. With her eyes still closed, she heard a quiet hiss. A snake slithered up from within the roses. Just as she went to drop them, it sprung up and bit her, and fangs clenching firmly on her lips. Just as she went to drop them, it sprung up and bit her, the fangs clenching firmly on her lips. Screaming in shock, she pulled it off with all her strength and threw it to the ground. She frantically screamed at him, why, and began beating on his chest. With every hit, a hollow sound rang out and his radiance left. Eventually, stiff, lifeless, like an empty statue, he fell over. She ran for her life. With every stride, she could feel the pain of the dry path on the soles of her bare feet. Still running as fast as she could, she looked back to see if danger was following her. Not seeing where she was running, she smashed into something and fell to the ground. Everything went blank. A few minutes passed. She slowly stood up and noticed that it was a gigantic mirror as wide as the path that had stopped her in her tracks. There was no getting past it. She had to face it. She just stared at herself, and what she saw consumed every part of her being. The bite from the gift had deformed her face. You're so ugly compared to them. Look at you. No wonder he doesn't want you. She yelled at herself in the mirror. As she continued, a quote appeared on the glass.